Well, it is indeed a privilege to be back again to speak here in Paisley and Bethany Hall, and we trust God will bless his word today to all our hearts. I just want to read one verse, and it's found in 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1, and it says, "And this is a faithful saying, and worthy of your acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." And then the Apostle Paul, who wrote it, says, "Of whom I am chief." We trust God will bless the reading of his precious word to our hearts today. Now, there are four facts of life I'd like initially to speak about. First of all, life is short. I'm sure we all believe that. Life seems to fly past. Life is short, the brevity of life. Then think too that death is sure, the certainty of death. As we get older, some of our contemporaries are passing away. Those who are older. Yes, death is sure. But another fact of life is that sin is a curse. The consequences of sin are tremendous. And we're going to speak a little of that today. But it's good to know that Christ is the cure. There is hope for us all in Christ Jesus. Life is short. What does James say? He says, "What is life? It is even as a vapour that appeareth for a little while, then vanisheth away." We've seen the kettle boil. The steam comes up. It's only there for a short time. Then it disappears. That's like life. Of course, if we're younger, we think we've got lots of time in front of us. But you know, life is short. Psalm 90, we read, "We spend our days as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years, and by reason of strength, 80. And then it says, "Yet there is labour and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away." How truthful are these words? And then the psalmist says to us, "To make me know my end, and assure my days that it is, that I may know how frail I am, to measure out my days and know that I am frail." Sometimes we feel we're strong, but really we're very frail indeed. We have a great God who created us, but our bodies in a sense are frail. So we should remember, life is short and death is sure. What does the Bible say? "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment." Paul in Romans says, "Whereby one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death has passed upon all men, for all have sinned." And then in Samuel we read these solemn words, "For we all must die." These are solemn facts, the brevity of life, the certainty of death. That is why the message we preach today is so important. Because life is short. And death is sure, which is coming to us all. But we must make the all-important decision for eternity. Because sin is a curse. By one man, sin entered into our world, and death by sin. So death has passed upon all men, because all have sinned. All trouble and sorrow is due to sin in our world. Sin bringeth death. It brings sorrow. It brings separation. Sin brings violence, and sin takes men out of the community. Many men are behind bars, women too, all because of sin in their lives. Many of us are more, we would say, more respectable. We would never do things like that. But the Bible makes it clear that all have sinned and all have come short of the glory of God. But we come with this message today, a message of hope, a hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. For God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ has died for us. And how reassuring to know that the blood of Jesus Christ shed at Calvary can cleanse us from all sin. The man who wrote this book that we read from, the first epistle to Timothy, he called himself the chief of sinners, as we read. But he was gloriously converted on the Damascus Road, when he got a vision of the risen Lord Jesus in heaven. And he fell down and he accepted Christ as his own and personal Saviour. I wonder if you've ever had that experience today of trusting Christ as your Saviour, repenting of your sin and coming acknowledging to Christ and repenting of your sin. That can happen today. This is still God's day of grace. Still is God is offering the opportunity to trust him as your own and personal Saviour. And so we come today with good news for a bad world. What do you mean by a bad world? Well, it's because we are a fallen people. We've all sinned, and we've all come short of the glory of God. We've come short of God's standard. And the Bible says it was all because of Adam's sin. Adam sinned, and so sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death has passed upon all men, for we all have sinned. Now, sin has been a problem down through the centuries since Adam sinned. Remember, in the days of Noah, it said, God saw that the wickedness of man was great upon the earth, and the imagination and thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. Coming a little nearer, David said, David the psalmist, they are all gone astray. They have all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. What a verdict on the human race. Then Isaiah said, we are like sheep going astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And that seems to be the norm of today. Everyone does what is right in their own eyes, and they ignore the laws of God. Then Jeremiah says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. I'm sure if we look into our own hearts, we realize they are sinful. Paul wrote, There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. Friend, we come with a message today, and we trust that you will seek the Lord while he may be found. Now, it's very sad today. Men and women are in their sin. In a sense, they're in darkness. Because the god of this world, Satan, has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest this, the glorious light of the gospel, should shine in and they should be saved. But sin also brings distance between God and man. Your sins and iniquities, the Bible says, have separated between you and your God. Actually, we're in a state of death, not physically, but we're dead in trespasses and in sins. Really, to be without Christ and in your sins, you're without peace. The Bible says the wicked are like the troubled sea. And then we're without hope if we haven't Christ as our Saviour. And we're without God. How sad. Men and women live today as if God didn't exist. But you know what God's will is for man? That all men might be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And friend, it's possible today, if you're in here and you've never known God's salvation, you've never trusted him as your Saviour, you can come to this knowledge of the truth of having your sins forgiven. God so loved our world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This verse has been a great blessing to many, and many have come to trust Christ just through this verse of the Bible, perhaps the best known verse in the Bible. But the central word in the verse is Son, God's Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And so Jesus came. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son. Just think of the characteristics of God's love. It's divine love. It's God's love. You know, all human love fails at some point or another. But you know, God's love will never fail. Someone has said it's an unspeakable love. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It's an eternal love. It doesn't come and go. It's for eternity. He said to a people of old, God said, I have loved thee with a never lasting love. Oh, what love of God. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. But then it's a universal love. I like this. No one is excluded. Everyone is included. For God so loved the world of people. No matter where you live today, in Europe, Africa, Asia, India, Africa, or even the British Isles, everyone is included, no matter where you come from. It's the same message for the world of people. But you know, it was unmerited. We're all rebels. We're all sinners. We've turned our back on God. And yet, God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But then think of that manifestation of this love. How did God show his love towards us? Well, he sent his only son. We can't take that in. God's beloved son, who was sinless, spotless, he was God's daily delight, and yet he sent him into a world of sin and of darkness. He spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. It was unique. No other person deserved to die. He was the only person who didn't deserve to die. Nothing in him that should cause death. He was absolutely spotless and sinless. And yet he took our place. He became our substitute, took our sins upon him, and there he bore them on Calvary's tree. Oh, it was sacrificial, for God made him to be sin for us, he who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We can be made righteous today if we trust Christ as our Saviour and Lord. Sometimes we don't realise what the Lord Jesus Christ suffered. He was put to death in the flesh. We hear about Calvary. We hear about his sufferings. I wonder what effect it has on our lives. I want to quote which is a hymn, but it brings us before us the death and suffering of Christ. He was known as the Lamb of God, giving his life for us. Behold, behold the Lamb of God on the cross. For us he shed his precious blood on the cross. Oh, hear his all-important cry, Ela laba sabathani. Draw near and see the Saviour die on the cross. Behold his arms extended wide on the cross. Behold his bleeding hands and side on the cross. The sun withholds its rays of light. The heavens are clothed in shades of night, while Jesus wins the glorious fight on the cross. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ fought that great battle on the cross against Satan, but he became the victor. Listen to what it says. He died, but he rose again. And now the mighty deed is done on the cross. The battle fought, the victory won on the cross. To heaven he turns his languid eyes. 'Tis finished now, the conqueror cries. Then bows his sacred head and dies on the cross. There through his death he won the glorious victory over sin, death, hell, and the grave. And today, he rose the third day, and today he's seated in heaven at God's right hand. And today he pleads with men and women. What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with the man who died on Calvary? Are you going to ignore him? Are you going to reject him? Or are you going to receive him as your Saviour and Lord? Friend, today, God's purpose in his love was to bring us to Christ. We need to be saved from sin. They shall call they shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save them from their sin. We need to be saved from the wrath to come. God is going to judge this world in righteousness one day. And we've got to be right, or we'll suffer at the hand of God. Paul wrote, "Therefore, being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath to come." Yes, the Lord Jesus is gathering from this world today people who come to him. He's saving men and women all over our world today. And one day he's going to translate us into his presence. What a day. What a day that will be. Today, in many countries, many are coming to know Christ. There's great blessing in China. There's great blessing in Korea. There's great blessing in Africa. Men and women are trusting Christ. Oh, we would like to see that in our own country of Scotland. But sad to say, men and women are refusing this message, refusing Christ, where in other countries they're receiving him as Saviour and Lord. Yes, God commends his love to us today. For God so loved the world. I wonder, do you believe it today? Do you really believe that God loved the world? God loved you. That he gave his only begotten Son. Yes, he loved us. It was a great fact. He gave his Son a great gift. And here's the great promise. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And what is the result? We have Christ as Saviour and Lord. We know that our future is secure for eternity. And that is the good news we bring today to a bad world. We come here today to Paisley with this message. And it's worthy of your acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Remember, time is short, the brevity of time. Death is sure, the certainty of death. Sin is a curse, and the consequences are tremendous. Should we remain in our sin, one day the Lord will say to us, "Depart from me, I never knew you." One day he's going to stand up and close the door of heaven, and your opportunity will be gone. But today, this is your opportunity. Today, if you will hear his voice speaking to you, we implore upon you, harden not your heart. Because remember, Christ is the cure for sin. I leave this simple message with you today. And we challenge you to accept Christ as your Saviour. It's worthy of acceptance because he came into the world to save sinners. A tremendous step he took from heaven's glory to earth's sinful state, just that he, because he loved you and he died for you. I wonder, what is your response today? We trust if you're here today without Christ, you'll not leave this building until you receive him into your heart and into your life. Shall we pray? Father, we come into your presence now in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you for the Saviour. We thank you for his death on Calvary's cross, where he bore our sins on his own body there at Calvary. Father, we pray that men and women may respond to this glorious message of salvation. Father, we just pray for each heart bowed in your presence now. And we just pray that as we meditate upon these things in the quietness now as we pray, if there's a soul without Christ, we pray that this may be the day in their experience when they'll be liberated from their sin. They'll repent of their sin and become a Christian. Father, we just pray now that you will part us with your blessing. We thank you for your many blessings. Take us to our homes in safety, for we ask it in our Saviour's precious name. Amen.